Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday gave the PUSHP mantra for making India a developed nation. Addressing the Indian diaspora at Nassau Coliseum in New York, the Prime Minister said these five pillars together will build a Viksit Bharat. Modi said P stands for Progressive Indian Bharat, U for Unstoppable Bharat, S for Spiritual Bharat, H for Humanity First Bharat, and P for Prosperous Bharat. Pointing towards the vibrant democracy in the country, the Prime Minister said, recently India had conducted the largest polling exercise in the world. He said his government again came to power for the third time in a row. The Prime Minister stated that his mind and mission are absolutely clear and he will devote his life for good governance and prosperous India. Noting the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, the Prime Minister said, for the world, AI stands for artificial intelligence, but he believes AI also represents the American-Indian spirit. He termed the Indian diaspora as the strongest brand ambassador. He said they have connected America to India and India to America, and their skill and talent are unmatched. Prime Minister noted that understanding diversity, living it, and incorporating it into daily life is in Indian culture. India has signed the first of its kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy, and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF, in Delaware, USA. These agreements were exchanged under the IPEF for prosperity on Saturday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a three-day visit to the U.S. for the Quad Summit. The agreement on clean economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building, and research collaborations. It will facilitate investments and project financing, including concessional financing, as well as joint collaborative projects with a particular emphasis on supporting micro, small, and medium enterprises. The Fair Economy Agreement seeks to create more transparent and predictable trade and investment environment across the Indo-Pacific. IPEF agreement aims to establish high-level political oversight framework at a ministerial level for the various individual IPEF agreements, providing general guidance and goals. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will visit Australia from today to participate in the 19th India-Australia Joint Ministerial Commission meeting. Goyal will co-chair the meeting with Minister of Trade and Tourism of Australia, Don Farrell, on Wednesday. During the meeting, both countries will discuss ways to elevate bilateral economic engagement. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the visit will add further impetus to the strong and growing trade and investment ties between India and Australia, which has received a boost following the finalization of the bilateral economic cooperation and trade agreement. It will encourage business-to-business engagement and promote strategic partnerships across sectors of priority to both sides, including critical minerals, manufacturing, education, renewable energy, infrastructure, tourism, and space. And in the world chess, India has struck historic double gold medals in the 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. Both men and women teams emerged on top. In the open section, India's maiden title win was secured following Arjun Erigaisi's victory over Jan Sopelj of Slovenia in the final round of the competition. Second-placed China dropped crucial points against the USA in their fixture, and India clinched the title. The Indian team for the open category included Kukesh D, Prakarnatham R, Arjun Erigasi, Vidit Gujarati, Pendala Harikrishna, and Srinath Narayanan. In the open section, India's best performances prior to this year have been the bronze medals in 2022 and 2014. In the women's section final, the Indian women's team defeated Azerbaijan 3-5-0-5 to clinch the gold. The team comprised Harika Dronavali, Vaishali Ramesh Babu, Divya Deshmukh, Ventika Agarwal and Dainya Sachdev. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.